This is The Strength Training Revolution, written by Roman Hartley, read for you by Roman Hartley. Introduction. The Quiet Emergency. I want to begin with a number that should have made the front page of every newspaper in the country and somehow never has. Between the ages of 30 and 80, the average sedentary adult loses roughly half of their skeletal muscle mass. Half. Not a small fraction. Not a slow trickle to be shrugged off as the natural cost of aging. Half of the tissue that holds you upright, propels you upstairs, catches you when you stumble, regulates your blood sugar, and protects your bones as quietly leaving the building. Year after year, and almost no one is telling you about it. I have spent 31 years working with adult bodies in pain. 12 of those years I worked as a physical therapist, mostly in orthopedic and post-surgical settings, watching people in their 50s and 60s try to recover from hip replacements and rotator cuff repairs that should have been preventable. The next 19 years I spent on the other side of the equation as a strength coach, trying to keep the surgeon at bay. I have watched too many people go from walking into a clinic on their own to needing a walker, and I have watched the opposite, too. I have watched a 64-year-old woman who could barely rise from a chair, 20 months later, deadlift her own body weight off the floor without effort and without injury. The difference between those two trajectories is not genetics. It is not luck. It is not even, in most cases, money. The difference is whether or not a person decides at some point in their 40s or 50s or 60s that they are going to train their muscles deliberately for the rest of their life. That is what this book is about. It is a book for the adult who has spent decades doing cardio because the doctor said cardio is good for the heart, and who is now noticing that something else, something harder to name, is slipping. It is for the woman in her early 50s who looks in the mirror and sees skin where there used to be shape, and who has been told that this is simply what menopause does. It is for the man in his late 40s who used to play recreational basketball and now finds his low back goes out twice a year for reasons no one can explain. It is for the recently retired teacher who has decided not to spend the next 30 years shrinking. I want to make a claim that I will spend the rest of this book defending. Of all the health interventions available to an adult over the age of 40, diet changes, supplements, cardiovascular training, meditation, sleep optimization, medication, the single one that returns the most benefit across the broadest range of outcomes, for the smallest weekly time investment, is the deliberate training of skeletal muscle through progressive resistance. Not running, not yoga, not Pilates, valuable as those things can be. Strength training, the boring, unglamorous, decades out of style act of lifting heavy things in a controlled way, two or three times a week for the next 40 years. There are excellent reasons this claim has been buried. Strength training has a branding problem. For most of the last half century, the public face of lifting has been bodybuilding magazines. Supplement ads, oiled men with veins, and a particular kind of grunt and mirror culture that has driven away approximately 90% of the adults would most benefit from the practice. The cardio industry has had a much friendlier face. Running is virtuous, yoga is calming, spin class is social, weightlifting, in the public imagination, is for the young, the male, and the vain. This is wrong. This has always been wrong. This has always been wrong, and it is finally, slowly, beginning to change. In the last 15 years, the research on muscle and aging has matured into something approaching consensus. Skeletal muscle is now understood as one of the most important endocrine organs in the body, secreting signaling molecules called myokines that influence brain function, immune response, metabolic health, and the suppression of chronic low-grade inflammation. The size and quality of a person's muscle mass at age 70 is one of the strongest predictors we have of how long they will live, and, more importantly, how independently they will live. Grip strength alone correlates so cleanly with all-cause mortality that some researchers have begun arguing it should be a routine vital sign measured at every doctor's visit, alongside blood pressure. None of this gets enough airtime, partly because there is no industry pushing it. No drug company makes money selling you a barbell. No supplement brand can patent a squat. So the messages had to travel slowly, gym by gym, coach by coach, in the work of people like Stuart McGill and Andy Galpin and Stacy Sims and Peter Attia. And now in books like this one, written by ordinary practitioners who have watched the effect up close for decades. A word about who I am. My name is Roman Hartley. I am in my mid-50s as I write this. I was trained as a physical therapist in the late 1990s and worked in an orthopedic clinic in the Pacific Northwest for 12 years before opening a small strength and conditioning gym focused on adults over 40. I have coached school teachers, surgeons, electricians, a few retired ballet dancers, a former state senator,